Gitarren mit viel Hall, ein unbeschwerter sonniger Surf-Sound, die Erinnerungen an die 60er wach werden lassen. So klingen die A La La's, eine Band, die den Vibe nicht nur aus Erzählungen kennt, sondern ihn auch selbst lebt in ihrer Heimat Los Angeles. Gerade sind die A La La's auf Tour und bevor sie heute ihr letztes Deutschlandkonzert spielen, freue ich mich, die Band jetzt bei mir im Studio zu haben, und zwar in Person von Petram, Matt, Miles und Spencer. Hi and welcome to our show.
Hallo.
Thank you.
Hello.
You already found the percussions. Sie lassen sich genau hier schon ein bisschen inspirieren von unseren Musikinstrumenten. At first we want to talk about how you found each other. So you were, or some of you were working in a record store, and I don't know which one it was, but one was working in the rock and roll section and the other one in the, let's say, oldies section. So is it also where the influences for your music came from that time?
Yeah, I was working in the rock section. And Pedram was working in oldies and folk. But we like all those things. We like a lot of different genres. And these are just the places, the positions where our bosses put us at the time. But yeah, some of that dictates some of our music and taste and all that.
Also Matt hat gerade erzählt, er hat in der Rock'n'Roll-Abteilung gearbeitet, Petram in der Oldies-Abteilung. Das lag aber vor allem daran, dass die Bosse sie da hingesetzt haben, aber natürlich hat das Einfluss auf ihre Musik, und wie das ist, darüber wollen wir sprechen, weil es auch viel 60er-Sound gibt, und ich will wissen, woher eigentlich ihr Spleen dafür kommt. So, obviously there's a lot of the 60s vibe in your music. Did you choose that kind of music, or was it like your parents had it at their homes, or because I don't know, everybody has different influences.
We've just always been fans of music, and we just wanted to learn more about it and where it came from, and we just looked back into the past and just found the genesis of, you know, modern rock and roll and all the stuff that has come since.
But did it came naturally? So were you interested all your life, or was it like at a certain point that you said, okay, now we're going to listen to that kind of music and that, and then we were going to see what we like the most?
It's not just 60s music that we listen to. We listen to music from every decade, all different kinds of genres and things. And yeah, I think it's something that we've always been interested in. We've always been into music in different ways. So as we got older, we just learned more and more about it and of where it comes from and all the different types. So that's, yeah, it's just been a natural thing.
If you listen to music long enough, it'll lead you to other places and other genres. So it's just a matter of time.
Also Miles hat gerade gesagt, dass ihr natürlich nicht nur diese Art von Musik hören, sondern eigentlich ja aus allen Genres. Und Matt hat gerade hinzugefügt, dass wenn man Musik lange genug hört, dass es einen eben immer an andere Orte und auch zu anderen Genres bringt. So when you're of course listening a lot to music, are you that kind of a record collector? So you have piles of records at home?
Yeah, we have a lot of records. There's always new records to find. We play records a lot, different bars and whatnot. Like to share records. A lot of our friends have a lot of records. So yeah.
Also ich habe sie jetzt nach der ganz offensichtlichen Sache gefragt, ob sie natürlich auch Platten zu Hause gestapelt haben, und natürlich ist das so, und damit kommen wir nämlich zu dem Punkt, wie viele Leute heute Musik hören, nämlich über Spotify und ähnliche Dienste, und ob sie das verstehen können. So a lot of people love to listen to music but don't have the records anymore, that of Spotify or iTunes or things like that. Do you understand that kind of reception of music, that you just have it on your iPod and there is no physical record at home? Is that, and does it change something in the way that we consume music?
I think it definitely does. I think people's attention spans for music are very short, and you can just flip through endless songs on your iPod or whatever, Spotify. It's all accessible and it's all there to be consumed.
You have 10,000 songs on your iPod and not want to hear any of them.
Yeah, you listen to 100 or something.
Yeah.
People also listen to songs rather than entire albums, and I think that's like something that's changed.
Also sagen, natürlich hat es Musik verändert, weil die Leute eben 10.000 Songs drauf haben und auch nur wenige hören. Und das hat die Rezeption verändert. So you're not only doing music, you're also doing your own radio show and your podcast. So tell us a little bit about it.
It's called Reverberation Radio, and the four of us do it with some of our friends back home. Friends that we've had for a long time that we've always shared music with. And every week it's somebody's turn to do a 30-minute mix of whatever they've been listening to lately, and so about every 2.5 months it's your turn to make a mix. So in that time you can find, you know, dig out new music, find some old music and things like that, and then just put it all together. And yeah, we do it every Wednesday
Jeden Mittwoch, sagt Miles gerade, machen sie ihre Show Reverberation Radio. Und da sind auch viele Freunde dabei. Jede Woche ist jemand anders dran und bringt Platten mit, spielt die, man spricht drüber und ja, frönt so ein bisschen dem gemeinsamen Musik hören. Wir wollen ein bisschen über ihre Heimat sprechen, Los Angeles, und welchen Einfluss das hatte. I assume that also the place where you come from influences your music. So is there, or do you think that there is a special influence from Los Angeles, California, your hometown?
Yeah, I think we're very much influenced by our environment, and I'm sure our music would sound a lot different if we were from somewhere else, like we were from New York or Berlin or wherever.
But is it only like the lifestyle, the weather or something, or is it something particular that you can name that you say, so this is it's very special for us and that wouldn't be that way if we were raised up in New York, for example?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's all those things. It's all the things that make up any place. You know, there's all kinds of elements that play a part in what influences you as you grow up in a place. So yeah, it's the weather. It's the traffic. It's In-N-Out cheeseburgers. You know, it's like it's all that stuff. And yeah, it's there's no one thing. There's no like it's not like yeah, it's the sand, man. And it's just everything. Yeah, and anywhere you would go, it would be different. So yeah,
there's also really good record stores there that had impact on us, and a lot of great local music that we could see live, and you know, all bands come through there. So it's a music town and always has been. Lots of recording history there.
Also sie sagen, natürlich hat das Einfluss, Petro und Miles haben gesagt, das ist alles, das ist irgendwie das Drumherum, man kann es jetzt nicht sagen, es ist der Sand oder so. Und Matt hat hinzugefügt, natürlich auch die Musik, weil es gibt viele Plattenläden, es gibt viele Musiker, es ist eine musikaffine Stadt. Und damit wollen wir zum Schluss noch darauf kommen, wie es sich eben verändert, wenn man dann herumreist und auch andere Ecken der Welt kennenlernt. Unter anderem waren sie in Afrika unterwegs. So when you then, you're touring, you're traveling, you're experiencing new countries, for example, you were in South Africa, how does that affect you, and how's the people responding there to your music? Is it different from the people in your hometown or your home country?
I think it varies a lot from city to city. Mm-hmm. Like for Germany, our best shows are always in Munich for some reason. It's like the rowdiest crowds, and in America, it varies from city to city. It's just weird pockets where, depending on the venue or whether it's an all ages show or this or that, the crowd response will be different. But yeah, there's always people there to see us, which is something we're very lucky to have. Appreciate that.
Dann will ich noch zum Schluss wissen, ob es denn so einen Ort gibt, den Sie dann eben noch mal sehen wollen, den Sie noch nicht gesehen. So is there a particular place that you haven't been to and you always wanted to play a show there?
Yeah, I'd love to go to Japan. Trying to get to Australia sometime soon. Pedram really wants to play in Antarctica, so we're working on that. We're talking to the USGS and trying to sort out an Antarctica show.
Also sie haben noch einiges vor, Japan und Australien und unter anderem die Antarktis. Petrum möchte das gerne machen und sie glauben daran, dass es irgendwie funktionieren wird. Bis dahin sind sie aber zumindest noch für eine Show in Deutschland unterwegs, heute Abend im Täubchental in Leipzig. Und yeah, it's your last live show in Germany. So you were talking about Munich and the crowd there. So what's the resume about Germany and the tour here?
It's been good. It's been gut.
Ich bin gut. It has been really fun. It's been a good time, and yeah, we'll look forward to coming back.
Also, sie hatten viel Spaß, kommen wieder, und der Rest war selbsterklärend. So, guys, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.